Welcome back, everyone, to Paranormal or Reality, The Experience. This is your host, Joe. I'm by myself, guys. I'm doing this solo today. No Luce, the co-host, but I know I've been producing a lot of uniqueness and bringing on co-hosts every week so you guys can listen to a different point of view. But I haven't done a ghost story, so I decided to do a Sunday night edition, and this story will be the one I actually uploaded yesterday on my YouTube channel. So if you guys want to see the visuals, I'll leave a link in the description below for you guys to take a look at that. But this story starts off is actually from my fiance. She grew up in California, and she lived there for I think up to she was 14. But before then, she lived between either the city of Pasadena or Riverside. And this story begins like this. Her aunt actually lived in Pasadena, decided to take her and her sister to, I think it was Six Flags. And on the way back, they had to cross the infamous Suicide Bridge. So if you guys are not familiar with the Suicide Bridge here in Pasadena, it's called the Colorado State Bridge. But there's been a recorded anywhere from 100 to 250 people that have jumped to the death on the bridge. And there's a lot of rumors and ghost stories involving the bridge itself. And actually underneath the bridge, you do see some activity down there as well. And this story is from her point of view. She was about 9 or 10 years old. They end up getting on the bridge. She had no idea it was a suicide bridge or anything like that. She had never heard of it up to that point. So she's in the backseat of the vehicle, and she says she's driving. Her aunt's driving, I should say. So they're driving. And then all of a sudden, it gets to a certain point that she was just looking out the window, and she sees a man. And she sees a man, and she describes him in a flannel shirt, red, greenish type of shirt. That was just on the side of the vehicle. And she sees the shirt. She knows there's a guy. And the man is looking ahead. So she never sees a visual. Like, the man never looks at her or nothing like that. It's just almost like if he's riding alongside the car. And as he's continuing to drive, my fiance notices something's not right. At first glance, she just thought it was a person walking along the bridge. But as they continue, she noticed that it probably is something that it didn't make sense, because how can he keep up with the car? And everything else was going quickly, whooshing right past her, but the man was just there. So at that point, she starts looking more closely, and that's when it just boom, stopped. And then they continued driving, and she turned back. There's nothing there. At that point, her aunt turned her back and saw her from the rear mirror that she was looking towards the back. So she asks, "What happened?" And my fiance tells her the story. "I just saw a man. There's a man next to the car." And then they look back, and there was no one there. And at that point, the aunt told my fiance that was the suicide bridge. And get a little bit of the backstory about how there have been multiple people that have jumped to their deaths on the bridge. And it was just shocking, and it was just quietness, and it was just a sound of unexplained miraculous. She was just in shock, actually. And shortly after that, she just had it in her head. And time had passed before she confessed the story to me, but she tells it in great detail, and she is convinced she knows what she saw there. And if any of you guys have ever driven through the Suicide Bridge, the Colorado State Bridge, like it's actually called, let me know in the comments. Send me a message or something like that. I'm going to continue to do these ghost stories on a weekly basis. I've been just so preoccupied with the other recording podcasts and getting the guests on here, guys, that I haven't done it. But I guarantee it will continue and we'll be producing ghost stories like this every week, starting this coming week. But you guys, like always, I appreciate you all for the love, the support, and everything you guys do for me. Big things are coming. I constantly say that, and I truly mean it. There's always stuff in the works, and we're making the podcast better. We're making the videos better. We're making so much stuff better. And if you guys are interested in seeing the process, I have some social media links that I will leave in the description as well. I'm active on Twitter, active on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, everything like that. All those social medias. I might be getting into LinkedIn and far out even Twitch in the near future, guys. Like the Paranormal or Reality Experience podcast, like we say on here, it's just one step to a bigger ambition and bigger things. And what truly means a lot to me, guys, is helping you guys and continuing to strive for getting you guys' voice on here, especially on the podcast. I enjoy telling the ghost stories, but even more importantly is helping each and every one of you succeed in whatever you guys want to do as well. So that's what the podcast is here for. Take advantage of it. You guys want to be on it, you guys have anything on Anchor, whatever you're listening to, iTunes, Spotify, I'm on multiple different platforms as well. Leave me a message, send me a comment, find me on social media, and you will be on the show. No questions asked. Guarantee it. But I'll leave you guys with that. Embrace your experiences, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Good night.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.